Welcome back to Music's Journey podcast, where you can hear more about the artist, the band, the lyrics, and music. I am your host, Kim Sear, and before I jump into the interview, there are a few things that I would like to go over first. If you enjoy today's show, please consider leaving a rating and a review. The more positive the rating, the easier it is to find the show, and it really helps to grow the community that we are developing here. If you are someone that has recently found our podcast, welcome. We are really excited to have you here. Please make sure that you subscribe and stay tuned to the future episodes. To everybody listening, take a screenshot and post this on your Instagram story and tag Music's Journey Podcast and Now and Then Magazine. I will feature you on the account and message you as well. Now, without further ado, here is my interview with Cross Parallel.
Hey, this is Jordan.
And Danielle.
And we are Cross Parallel. And you are listening to the Music's Journey Podcast with our friend Kim Sear.
It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With her special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
I am so excited about today's show. You are going to love it. I'm going to tell you why in a little bit. Now, with fans around the world and 175,000 streams on Spotify alone and 29,000 views on YouTube in their first year as a duo, I'm just so excited about this one. So Cross Parallel is here today.
Thanks for having us. We're so excited to be here.
How are you both?
We're doing good. It's been a busy few days since the release, and yeah, things are picking up and going to get busier, I'm sure.
I know it's hard with everything that's gone on with the pandemic and everything and, you know, getting things started for you guys, because you did so well with Don't. And that was, such a huge hit for both of you. And it's just such a great story. So can we take you guys back to the beginning for our international listeners who may not know you yet and are going to be so excited about this pairing. So we're looking forward to introducing you to them all. So let's go back to the beginning for the beautiful story about the two of you meeting in 2015. Talk about that and how you guys met and what that felt like.
I actually grew up in Alberta, and when I graduated high school, I knew that I wanted to pursue my career with music. So for me, that was like getting out of Alberta, getting to the coast where my team was based out of. And so I had moved out here to pursue my solo career. I had no intentions ever of being in a band or a duo or anything like that. It was totally like Danielle Marie focused. And then came along this Jordan Crochet guy. And we were talking on Instagram. We were going back and forth. I guess you could say we were kind of flirting a little bit. And he's like, if you're ever in Abbotsford area, we should totally like get together and write a song. And I was all into co-writes and collaborating at that time. So I was like, yeah, I'm actually heading out there. I think it was like the next day we met, got together. We couldn't tell you the song that we wrote. It was, I don't know if it was really that good.
Wasn't important.
Yeah, it wasn't what was important.
That's why I'm telling the fans, this is why you're going to understand why you're going to love it. Go ahead.
We didn't have any intention of ever like even becoming a couple. We both weren't looking for anything. And so it was just this like, I don't know, it was meant to be that we were meeting and writing together. And then it kind of just turned into, I was a singer, so I would sing backup for Jordan when he played his shows, and he would sing Bee Gees for me because he was so talented with his harmonies. And It was just like, it turned into this sound that like was really recognizable to people. And as we kept playing shows, people were like, well, why don't you guys just be a duo? Like, you're already basically doing it. And Jordan wasn't really for it. I wasn't really for it. The fans were like, come on, like, why aren't you guys just doing this? And finally we caved because it was like, we were already doing it. And we kind of just saw the vision with it. And we also live together, do everything else together. We're like, okay, twist my arm, fine.
So, well, you know what, it's nice when you have your best friend, you know, to share that kind of thing with. And that's what the two of you have. And you can tell, You know, it's there for the both of you. I know with you, Danielle, you were so busy in 2015, CCMA Spotlight Artist, and then you again were another award winner for the Ray Holly Horizon Award. So talk about that and the influences that you had growing up.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny whenever I get asked this question, just because I didn't really grow up in the country music scene or like listening to country music. My mom was like, you know, she loved Michael Jackson and Queen and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we listened to a lot of that stuff growing up, a lot of like rap music, which is kind of crazy. Mm. She loved that, but it introduced me to like writing. And that was where I'd been in like choir and band and private music lessons all through my childhood. Like that was what I was so passionate about, and dancing, basically everything to do with the arts. And then I injured myself when I was 15, and I picked up this guitar that was sitting in my house, and just kind of like, I don't know, it was meant to be that I injured myself and kind of screwed up my dancing career, because it led me to really diving into music as a career. And I got to like job shadow at a studio and see like how it all happened with like making a record, and I like fell head over heels with the whole industry. And so yeah, when 2015 was crazy for me, and that's kind of why when Jordan and I met, it was like, okay, like my career is going so well. So hard. This is everything I ever wanted, but it was also like, again, meant to be. And I'm just so happy like to get to learn from Jordan too. Like he's taught me so much about music, and obviously his dad's taught me so much, and it's just been really amazing just for me as an artist to just grow even more. So
well, with that background too, you have such an artistry to begin with. You have a vision, and that's a big part of being able to be a creative writer. And, you know, to be able to be a musician, that, you know, what you can see so much more than just what's sitting in front of you, like a lot of the artists do when they first start out. So that's probably lent a really big hand in how creative you are.
Yeah, honestly, I love to just like let it all out there. And I definitely 2020 brought a lot out of me as far as writing goes. I feel like as writers, we go through like the ebbs and flows. And sometimes we go through this maybe stagnant period where we're just not really feeling inspired. And I don't know what it was about 2020. I mean, there were so many emotions all over across the board. And I wrote more than I ever have in my entire career. So I definitely have a lot of stuff that we've been working on.
Well, I think too, you know, with 2020, with so many of the artists, you know, they had to sit back and be able to tap in a little bit more, because you guys are so busy doing radio spotlights and being able to go on tour just to promote any new music. And otherwise you're in the studio, right? You're writing with different people. And, you know, it's so important to be able to see exactly what you guys got, you know, in front of you, and tapping away from all of life's chaos, you know, when you're on a busy schedule like that, and then to turn around and, you know, have nothing there and so much time, it's really allowed people to really dig deep. And they've kind of had to, in order to get inspired, because you don't have that audience, you don't have, you know, the live performances, you don't have that jump, you're in quarantine, right? So everybody was in quarantine and shut down. So kind of hard to do, to be able to have that creative flow. And it's amazing what people have got out of it.
Yeah, it's very true. You're kind of like taking away, kind of like a lot of artists count on the live shows for everything, for so much. And when that's taken away, it kind of like, some people have quit, some people have had to adapt. And for us, it just forced us to create more.
So we've honestly had like a really busy year despite everything. We kept really busy with just producing albums for other artists, which has been really cool. And Jordan's been learning so much about how to like make music ourselves from home too. So we've definitely taken it and kind of ran with it for what it was.
Luckily, still all within music.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think that with you, Jordan, you've had so much experience throughout your life, you know, especially with your dad, and being able to watch all of that unfold and being able to get that bug yourself. What was the beginning start for you before you started with Faber Drive?
It started pretty early, and Danielle and I were just talking about this yesterday, how we both, when we were kids, were like, you know, putting on shows for our parents in the backyard and charging tickets and writing
songs. What did you charge?
Probably like 5 cents or something.
Did you give refreshments as you were playing as well?
We left some of the other cousins to do that kind of stuff.
Good show. Delegating early.
The lemonade stand.
Yeah, so we both were, you know, those kind of kids who loved doing that from a young age. But there's definitely like a turning point where it becomes serious. And for me, I always remember getting a guitar, electric guitar. I was 11 years old and it was Christmas. I got an electric guitar and an amp. And that was just a game changer for me because I showed that I could play it before and I'd learned acoustic, but I wanted an electric. And that just, that was a game changer. Mm. And so from then on, I was in bands all through like high school and those teenage years. And it was rock bands. And I never thought it would be country that I would end up doing. Yeah, I think that's how a lot of country guys start. And yeah, so I don't know where the turning point is, but definitely like I've had a lot of opportunities with my dad. Like it might have been before that CMT Whistler special, I think it was before. It was he had me on his Toby Keith tour with him, mm-hmm. and I was guitar playing, but I wasn't like a good guitar tech. He just wanted a reason to take me out. So like that.
Thanks, Dad.
I love your dad because he's got such a great sense of humor, but he loves the people and the fans. And, you know, he's just been such a great inspiration across Canadian country music. And as a writer, he's like right in there in huge support, you know, for any artist starting out. What was that like to be able to bring your first song and let him hear it? What was that like for both of you?
That was pretty special. Like, do you mean like as Cross Parallel or mm-hmm. like
as Cross Parallel? Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely like felt more like our thing with Cross Parallel. So it's been more, we've felt more pride with everything. I know Danielle's always had her solo stuff. And so, but me speaking from my perspective, it's more my thing than ever before. So I definitely feel like I was so proud to show him and my mom and everyone. Sometimes I think he's just a proud dad, but he's really, proud and you know, he acts blown away. At least I don't want to say he's blown away, but
I just remember when we were starting to chat about it too, because I think at first when the idea was being tossed around, we all of us were against it, I guess you could say. Like, we knew people wanted it, but you know, Aaron saw Jordan doing his thing, me doing my thing, so we all were on the same page with that. And then it's almost like we all just had this point where we're like, okay, now this is happening. And we were out for dinner with him, and that was when we were like, okay, I guess this is happening and we need a name now. So I remember like we had this shared text between us where we would just be like tossing ideas back and forth, and it was definitely like a collaborative process. And I think it was cool having him
for kind a of name.
A, yeah for a name for a our name, for was, our duo that took forever.
The hardest part, and it took like a year, but I do remember the moment where he was like, you know what, you guys should do the duo, like, yeah. He agreed, and because we were all against it, like Danielle said, but but yeah, he's always been very supportive of it and everything I've done, but definitely like now more than ever with what we're doing.
I definitely know he's a proud papa. There's no yeah. doubt about that for both of you. And it shows. And it's just nice to see that support from your family, especially going through this, because he would have some great advice for you, knowing what he's gone through, you know, in his career. I've been there, you know, for so much of it. And, you know, to see the things that have transpired for him and where he ended up going in his own direction. And I think a lot of the artists end up doing that. He'd be able to give, you know, some pretty special advice to you guys. What's the most that stands out for Daniela?
For me, I think one thing that stood out is he says, don't think, just rock. Mm-hmm. And I've always looked up to him, even before meeting Jordan and dating Jordan, just like him as a performer and just how he really goes out there to like serve his audience. And he really just wants to be the best that he can be and give them the best experience while they're there at his show. Like, he just, I love how he is on stage and how he treats his fans and just like how he is as a human. I think I've taken a lot.
He remembers people. And, yeah. You know, if he sees a face and he will know your name, and it's crazy that he does. Because I remember the first time I did a shoot and I was asked to go out to Oshawa, and he was doing the children's fundraiser. And I had gone out to see him and he said, I know you. You were just in, I think it was Camelford I was in. And he said, I just did a show out there. And then out in Tweed, he goes, God, you get around. It was like, that was like a year ago. It was like, he recognized me right away. And just taking that time to sit there and watch him go through the entire night where I was doing the shoot at the back, you know, backstage at the end of the show. And he would just see every single person. Didn't matter what time the park closed, he was there until he gave the last autograph. And he does it on every show.
Yeah, that's always been a huge thing I've always admired. And it's nothing that he, it's not like advice he's ever given me, but I've always seen that he's always kind of led by example in that way for me, and been a great role model. And I've gotten a lot of advice too. Like, he's made mistakes. He's done good things that he wants me to learn from. But that's probably the biggest takeaway, you know, as a role model I get from him.
You guys had such huge success when it come to your single Don't and performing that in 2019 at the British Columbia Music Awards there. Talk about doing that show and what it was like for the two of you to get on stage together.
I think that was kind of a pivotal moment because we had been a duo since 2019, of the start of that year. And we had done some shows and showcases and things like that. But I think just to really like step out on stage and be like, we are cross parallel. Like, that was a, I guess, a moment for us to be like, okay, like this is what we are now. And with a song like Don't too, it's pretty emotional, and mm-hmm. the bridge hits, it's just so heavy. So getting to perform that, we kind of like tried to make it like the music video where we walked in from different sides of the stage, and it was like super, super big and
dramatic,
but it was so awesome. And I think we just really like put ourselves out there as cross parallel.
Yeah. And like, again, to me, there's a lot of comparison to my dad, and I've always seen him do his thing at the BCCMAs since I was like 12 or something.
Yeah,
such a long time ago. And so that was a pretty big moment to be able to, you know, feel like we're on top of the world for, for 3 minutes there on the stage. And yeah, that was pretty awesome.
It's amazing though, with the Canadian country community, it's insane how everybody gets on board with a brand new artist that's coming up. You get so many supporters out there that, you know, have a really big name right now. And they just tend to, you know, open up those doors, sit down for co-writes. And what's that been like for the two of you with the Canadian country artists out there?
I love our music scene. Honestly, for me personally, when I moved from Alberta to BC, our BC Country Music Association was so welcoming to me and like gave me so many showcase opportunities. And I was like, obviously so nervous, this 18-year-old coming out here trying to like make a name for myself. And so just like how welcoming everyone is, like you said, and how willing they are to just give you a chance. Mm-hmm. I think that's, it just really sets the Canadian scene apart. I feel like just everyone is like willing to, like you said, sit down and just like let you have your moment. Mm-hmm. Same with Cross Parallel. It's just been like people have been so receptive of it and encouraging of it, and everyone is just like cheering us on. And it's, yeah, it's been really cool to just like see how we're all like friends too. Like, we all go to each other's shows and share each other's material, and it's just like we're all winning when we're all winning. So it's not competitive.
Even all the way to like Nashville when we did our writing trip. You know, like our next single, we wrote with Aaron Goodwin, and he's such a great guy, very supportive. And, you know, like hanging out with Madeline Merlot, and just there's that community there too of the Canadian artists, and they're all just,
we're all together.
Yeah, like everybody's just buddies. So it is such a good community, really.
Every one of them want every artist to be successful. And the moment there's a brand new release, they're posting it. And, you know, yeah. They're posting it on their social feeds, and it is incredible. Aaron, holy cow, he has been in our ear, you know, I don't know how much, just since January. Even in, like, November, he was writing with almost every artist that I've been doing the interviews with. He's just been doing co-writes for. Same thing with Rivertown Saints and, you know, so many of them, you know, that have just opened up the doors and welcomed anybody in. And just, you know, just to get on stage and opening, like, you guys opened for Terry Clark. You know, CCMA Hall of Famer. What was that like?
That was probably one of my favorite shows that we've actually played as a duo so far. I think my favorite moment of it was just like, it was in this huge theater. So just having that like feeling of walking out on stage and looking out into a theater was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But we opened our setup with The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. And that was something that I've wanted to do for so long, but it's kind of hard to do without a duo. So getting to just like have the fans, her fans are amazing, by the way, like fans are so welcoming. We were like, how are we going to be received? We're not super, super, super country, really. Like, we're pretty diverse in our sound. So we weren't sure how we were going to be received, but people were so great. And it
yeah,
was
and
awesome.
So cool. You know, like, both of us have heard Terry Clark like all our lives, and she's like a legend of Canadian country. And so that was a pretty awesome moment for us.
Yeah. And I actually know quite a few of the members in her band too. So backstage, getting to just like catch up with the guys and say hi. It was just really cool to be on the same bill as someone as, you know, amazing as she is.
When she played Boots and Hearts, it was just so nice to see her back on Canadian soil and to watch her play and how much she just loves her fans. Everybody, she packed the stands. It was just amazing to see. And it was early on in Boots and Hearts Music Festival. And I think it was the second show that they did, number two. And, you know, it was just nice to see, you know, the lineup that were Canadian and most of them coming in from Nashville and flown in by helicopter. It was pretty cool.
That's really cool. Really, and sweet. I bet every song was a hit too, right?
100%. She doesn't give anything less. I'm telling you, she's just one incredible artist. And we're so, so proud of her. Insane how good she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, for sure. We were pretty honored, especially after coming back from Nashville. We had seen her play at the Ryman. That was the Grand Ole Opry. We saw her play.
Oh, yeah.
And then getting to open for her that same summer was just, really cool.
Now, getting the traction for Don't and, you know, the music that you put out last year, to go to the pandemic and dealing with all of that, how hard has it been, you know, for you guys to decide what you were going to do this year?
Actually, yeah, that's funny, because it was actually the engagement that we just got engaged at the end of December.
Congrats. We were going to bring it up later, but let's do it now. Congratulations.
It was a pretty nerve-wracking time for me.
Can't be any worse than John was.
Exactly. So yeah, we weren't even sure about, you know, what we were going to release. Our next one that we wrote with Aaron Goodwin, we were thinking that would be our next release, or, you know, we could, you know, I think a lot of artists go through this, and probably labels, that you're kind of weighing out all these songs and you have to pick favorites, and that's tough to do. So we decided, like, you know what, this is, like, with our engagement, like, the timing feels so good about this song, and we've had it, and you know, it wasn't a contender necessarily that we were like, we have to release this, but it just felt so right. And we kind of, like, with the feel of Better With Time, how we produced it, how we wrote it, we think we nailed it in just that we want other couples to relate to it in that way and kind of think back to when they got engaged or just their relationship over the years. And even the video, we're just getting finished up and kind of portraying that too, I think.
Yeah, and coming out of 2019 into 2020, like you were saying, with having the high from Don't and just like coming into it, we released Nonetheless right before the pandemic hit, our follow-up single to Don't. And it was just like, you know, we had so many shows lined up for the summer, some bucket list festivals, all the things that I'm sure so many artists were going through. And I mean, we're still kind of going through here in Canada, but like to have that creative outlet where we're just like, okay, shows aren't happening, so this is our chance to really just pour into our music and develop our sound and kind of figure out our where we're going with Cross Parallel. And I feel like we did a really good job of that, and we've put together like a really awesome team and a support system, and we have like a roadmap now, and it just feels like, I don't know, we found the light in the situation. So
I think it's so important too, with everything that's gone on, getting traction on radio is difficult, and staying relevant, and especially for brand new duo, you know, who's, you know, had two singles out, and then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's had this lull, and trying to figure out how to stay relevant, connecting with the fans and getting ready for any other releases, because you don't want to lose that momentum. It's hard enough to get your singles on radio to begin with. What was that like for you, Jordan?
Well, I think, you know, like, it's a testament to how much good Canadian music there is right now. You know, the radio, it's tough for a new artist, for a new indie artist. And we do, you know, like all indie artists, we're trying our best to do radio, but also you have to focus on a lot more than just radio. So we just try to do our best with kind of everything, and maybe sometimes that's some songs don't go to radio, like Don't was the only one we've put to radio so far. This one, Better With Time, is going to go to radio, but you know, it is like you said, it's there's only so much space because there's so much good Canadian music right now. So,
and I think this does indie artists too, like learning how to wear a million different hats and like learn a bunch of different skills. Like, you kind of have to become a social media guru. You have
know
how to like ask people. Like, you have to, you just have to be willing. And I think that's why, like, especially independent artists are just so hardworking and driven, because they have to be like, you have to be willing to like adapt and learn new skills and maybe like mess up a few times, but you kind of just figure it out as you go. And we've definitely learned some things in 2020 as well, just like how to do that we probably wouldn't have learned before.
Exactly.
Well, I think everybody's been thrown in the deep end, you know, when it comes to social media and being able to connect, and learning the digital marketing is so much different. And I think that that whole platform, you know, is going to be taking, you know, a whole new turn again, you know, just in the next year. It always evolves, and so you've always got to stay on top of that. And I know that, you know, 10 years ago, what independent artists were able to do then and the amount of money that they made back then, you know, for a single on radio was a whole lot different than today, you know, with the streaming platforms and what you guys make. And, you know, the fans have such a big role in that, in adding that to their playlists and sharing it and getting it out there, and the awards that you're getting through Spotify and Amazon and Apple Music and, you know, and so on, and all the streaming platforms. It's just a different game for you guys. And you guys are putting that money out, you know, yourself, you know, there's grants, you know, things like that, but you're still having to fork out a lot of money. And, you know, when you've got a pandemic on hand, trying to figure out how you're going to do that and stay relevant and get radio to play your music, get fans to share it, you know, it's a whole entity on its own. It's a whole entity on its own with your dollar, you know, right behind it.
It really is. And I think that's just why you got to love what you do. And just, like I said, be willing to just kind of do whatever it takes and, you know, learn new things. And we've, I think we're doing it. We're trying to figure out the whole TikTok thing. That's the one platform that we're
all of us, we haven't got there yet.
It's definitely what's, I feel like it's the biggest platform right now for art. Especially. So we're definitely learning the ropes there. And that's kind of one of our big goals for 2021, is to just really start expanding on that platform and grow some more, because we have to keep evolving.
And it feels like through the pandemic to have all this online stuff, like,
yeah,
that artists can build online and go from zero to 100, just even through the pandemic. And I like to say it's like building a business, but it's way different than any normal business. So it's hard to find, you know, investors as independent artists. It's hard to kind of find the right team, you know, when you're paying out of your own pocket. So I think we're kind of in a good situation as far as the team, better than we've ever been. And yeah. It is that the years that go into it that get you to that point.
Well, we definitely know that you guys have what it takes, and we're really excited about your brand new single and your new EP that's coming out. Do you know when the EP is coming?
We're hoping for the end of the year, if not beginning of 2022, but we have lots in the works right now. So it's going to be soon.
Awesome. Well, you know what? This is just at the right time too. Like, this song is so special. I call it the 2021 wedding song. There's no doubt about it. I love the horns in this song. There's so much you guys have added to it. It's so rich, and Better With Time is just such a great, great song. Tell us about the writing process behind it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, we wrote it with Derek Norsworthy and Brandon Green in Nashville. Really great guys and awesome writers. And it was just one of those writes that felt so good. Danielle came with an idea of, the song concept and the title. And Brandon Green, one of the guys, had this riff. He's like, oh, well, might go with this. And it just kind of wrote itself. It's one of those, feel good writes that just feels like the song just writes itself. And it was tons of fun. And really it became, as we were writing it, we're thinking of what gets better with time. And
yeah,
our main thing was about the relationship, but really what it became was like an anthem for our relationship and what we hope can be an anthem for everyone's, everybody can relate to it that much that it could be an anthem to them as well.
I agree. Loving the love. So let's play Better With Time with my very special guest, Cross Parallel, right here on Music's Journey. We're so excited. Here we go.
Hey, we're Cross Parallel, and our new single, Better With Time, is available everywhere now.
Check it out.
The clock stops ticking when you walk in the room. And 5 years later, I'm still caught up in you. Dancing around the kitchen on a Friday night. You and me, baby, we just keep getting better with time. We keep on ticking through life. Caught in this feeling like a top shelf bottle of some sweet red wine. You and me, baby.
Cross Parallel and Better With Time. Every time I hear it, it gets better and better. Now, once again, let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast with our special guests. Here is Kim Sear.
When it comes to the life behind the music. I know that the one thing that you touched on earlier in the interview was your dad giving you that advice, don't worry about the radio. And when you look at the song and the songs that you've released so far, I think you guys are steps ahead, you know, of a lot of artists that first start out because they're so concerned about radio. You are living the music. And I think that's absolute key. And that's why the song So Relatable is so amazing. It's such a fun, catchy song. And we're just so thrilled to have this one out there. It's the one that we've picked right now for the wedding song. And I think it's going to do so good.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot, especially coming from you. And I think one thing we focus on is just like, if we love the song and it feels good to us, then I think it's going to come across to the people listening to it. And at the end of the day, like this industry is about, or the music should be about, you know, creating and making yourself happy. And that's what's going to come across in your sound. And so that makes me happy that you can feel that on the other end, because that's what we hope for.
100%. We can feel it from both of you. Like, even, you know, on your Instagram posts and everything else, you can feel, you know, you can feel that connection there. And that's what's really going to drive, you know, the fans to be able to hear a little bit more behind the lyrics than what they normally would, is when they can believe in something. And I think right now it's such an important time. And with everything that's going on and everybody is so exhausted, you know, people have lost so much in life, you know, whether it's jobs or, you know, relationships to, you know, family. It's just such a difficult time for everyone. And just to feel that love and remember, you know, that's what life's about. We're going to go through this, but we're going to come out the other side. And what's on the other side is what we put into it. And love's number one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But through all this, we'll all get stronger as well. And that kind of, you know, better with time.
And there's things we learn too, along the way, mm-hmm. right? That makes us even better. If we didn't go through the hard times, we wouldn't live as hard as we do. And we wouldn't love as hard as we do.
I'm almost certain that every like relationship, every couple has grown stronger through it, because you're either together way more, or you're just dealing with, you know, you have to adapt in so many ways. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
You work through more. You know, I think if we were really busy with life and life's noise, you know, sometimes we just don't have the patience, and we're so busy with our careers and whatever's going on that we don't take the time to stop and see what's really important and work at it. And I think that a lot of people have either had to, or, you know, they just definitely know it's just not for them. And, you know, this hearing about love is just gravitating for all of us. We all need it right now. And that infusion just right at the beginning of summer is perfect timing.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Now, what about this sneak peek that we have on the video? When's it coming out?
It's going to be pretty soon. We can't really give a date quite yet, but that's coming very soon, the announcement. And the sneak peek will come sooner. So we think in the next few weeks, we'll for sure have a sneak peek out. That'll be pretty quick. A few weeks is a little much to say, but.
Yeah, we're leaving you hanging there. Yeah, but
totally. Well, there's a sneak peek on Facebook right now.
Yeah, so those are the video clips, but there's more of like a professional looking sneak peek. But those are the behind the scenes kind of little clips, yeah.
So you're going to let me know the moment this comes out so we can put that up there for you and attach it to the magazine, right?
Oh,
yeah,
for sure. Yeah,
I'll put it in the article. So anybody that's going back, any of the readers that go back in and see some of the podcasts will be able to see that and see what we write up about it. And we can include that inside. So that'll be perfect. So let me know when it comes out.
We will.
Oh, wow, for
awesome.
Sure.
Okay, so what do you guys have coming up? So I know you said the EP date towards the end of the season. And what about live shows?
We have a drive-in show in Elk Point, Alberta. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's actually right near where I was born, Vermilion, Alberta. So we're doing a drive-in concert there, and we're doing it with Aaron, and there's going to be Ray Muscle and Chantel Muscle, which are two artists that we've been producing on the show as well. So that's going to be really fun, full band. And then as the summer goes on, we're working with some artists to maybe do like a collaborative tour of the West Coast.
And I know lots of artists, like as soon as the announcements got, you know, things were opening up a bit, so many shows got booked right on that day.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're kind of in the works with a bunch of stuff and hoping to at least have salvage a summer of some busyness. So
I bet you can't wait to play live. I bet you cannot wait.
Yeah. It'll feel good to get back on the stage and do our thing.
Have you guys been practicing with the band? Have you been able to do that or not yet?
Not yet. I think we're going to start practicing June here. So it's going to get busy. We'll probably do a bunch of practicing.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I'm so glad you guys are going to be able to get into the studio and to get out there and just play. You know, it's just something that everybody needs right now. Cross Parallel, new single, Better With Time, available now on anything and everything you stream. And download music from, don't forget, you can call your local country radio stations and request for them to play it. Talk about the horns and the whole production behind this song.
When we were in the studio, the band that we had playing was just incredible. And we've actually been working with them quite a bit. They're world-class guys. And we got in there and Jordan and I were in the control booth and it was sounding so good. Everything, like the vibes were there. We wanted it to be like kind of a newer Motown kind of vibe. And I kept humming this like, it was like in my head and we were going to do it just like vocally. And then I was like, but it would be so cool if we could have horns making that. And so our keyboard player like did a little thing on his keyboard to show us what it would sound like. And we were sold right then and there. And then we actually had somebody come in and do it with a live.
Play some horns on it.
Very cool addition.
Yeah, it was pretty cool how it came together. And that definitely gave it that, you know, a lot of people say Motown sounding song. So we love that. We think that's really cool. And it's kind of different. And like you said, too, we're not, we're not like kind of catering everything to radio. We're kind of just letting the song write itself and kind of come to life in the studio. So however that goes, we're not exactly forcing it in a direction, if you know what I mean.
It kind of just takes a life of its own. Once we get in there, we go in with the idea that we want it to sound like, and we have the vision, but just like all getting to be there, I mean, safely, we were all, it was a bit of a different experience in the studio this time, but still just the same energy. And once you get it going, it's just everyone adds to it. And we love getting, you know, to hear the guys' ideas too. And it's just, it's such a fun process.
It's amazing when you go into the studio, you go in with certain ideas, and then when you hear the final production, the master, it's just like, it's got to be such a great feeling, you know, to have something like this that represents the two of you and the love that you share and the happiness that you want people to feel right now.
Yeah. Like I said, it's like our anthem and we're so glad we chose this song, and we'll be glad forever that we have this song.
Yeah. And the video too, when it comes out, it's kind of just going to be something we can look back on, and it's our little love story. So
very special. We cannot wait. I told you everybody you'd find out what I was talking about by loving it. And this is it. So where can fans find all news Cross Parallel?
Yeah. On Instagram, find us. We're just at Cross Parallel. Facebook, you could just search Cross Parallel Music. It's facebook.com/crossparallelmusic. We're on Twitter. We use that sometimes, but mainly Facebook and Instagram. And our website is crossparallelmusic.com. Our music is all over Spotify, iTunes, everywhere you find your music these days.
Okay, so whenever and anything that's, you know, platform streaming, right?
Yes, exactly. I'm sure once these shows kind of get up and running, we're going to get some physical copy stuff. And when we have an EP, of course. But everything's online right now and wherever anybody finds their music online.
Perfect. Okay. Are you guys able to do any burning questions right now?
Sure.
Okay. Danielle, first one. What is the funniest habit or quirk about Jordan? Something you've noticed since you've been living with him and turn around going, oh man.
When he's excited, he like rubs his hands together and like looks like an evil like minion.
Wow.
See, now we're all gonna be watching for that, Jordan. I love these questions. It always brings out so much that the fans can watch later.
So. Only when I did.
All right. What is the funniest thing about Danielle, Jordan?
Her laugh when she actually thinks something's funny. Her laugh is...
When I actually think something's funny.
Yeah,
wow.
When she's not faking it.
See, you guys don't want to get me in that laughter because I hit the floor and I can't get back up. I'm dying. And it just, it's that belly gut laugh I can't shut off. I'm crying. It's like the ugly, ugly cry. And it happens more recently. I must be starving for it or something. I have no idea. What is your favorite song of all time, Danielle?
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
That's been a real popular one this year. Okay, so what about you, Jordan?
This is a really tough one. I have so many favorites, but let me just, this is a really hard question for me. I would almost say Bohemian Rhapsody too, but
Metallica?
Like, probably a Metallica song. Like, I have so many favorites. Let's go with One by Metallica. That's one of my favorites.
Same one as my son. That's the two of you were talking about that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yep. He was with me that day, and everything was Metallica. Everything.
It's a classic. They're one of my favorite bands for sure, still.
I agree. They are so good. Okay, what is your favorite home-cooked meal that makes you feel like home, Danielle?
Oh, man, I would probably go with a pot roast.
Okay.
A pot roast, like carrots and potatoes and all the good stuff.
That warm tummy feeling. Yes.
Yeah.
What about you, Jordan?
I would actually say the same thing because...
You can't copy me.
Go by with something your mom cooked for you or your dad cooked for you.
If it was my mom, I would say fettuccine Alfredo. My dad, I would just say chicken.
Are we talking barbecue chicken or just chicken?
He was more like oven chicken with some like salad dressing kind of stuff on it.
Okay.
But it was really good. It was really good, but he doesn't cook a ton. My stepdad cooks a lot, and his is a roast, but with Yorkshire puddings mainly. Oh,
perfect. That's my favorite meal with Yorkshire pudding.
So good.
Numb. Okay. Do you guys watch TV series? Do you have a favorite one right now?
My favorite series is Dexter, and it probably forever will be. We've watched it like...
Yes.
We ended up watching that on our honeymoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. John really loved that show, and he goes, no, you got to watch this one. He wanted me to watch Bates Motel, too, and I'm like, because it was so humid, and we'd go out for so long, and then we'd come back in the cool air, and we'd end up watching that on our honeymoon. It was like...
Season 9 is coming up.
That's awesome.
It's good. So good.
He's excited. As soon as I knew he'd jump on that mic in seconds the moment you said Dexter. What about you, Jordan?
It's funny with us. We watch like the same shows a lot. So we haven't watched a lot of new ones, but one of my favorites of all time is Sopranos.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's really, really good.
Bada bing. Bada bing.
Yeah, it's... There's so many one-liners and just so many good moments in that show.
I know we talked about watching it next. We're still waiting for Yellowstone to come out this year, so we're just so excited. Have you watched that one?
No, see, my parents, my mom and stepdad have told us about that a lot because it's actually their first Netflix show they're getting into. So yeah, they're like,
that must mean it's good.
It must be good.
You guys got to watch that one. Really, you're going to love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, so favorite concert of all time, Danielle?
Oh, favorite concert of all time. Oh, my goodness. Taylor Swift. I'm going to go with Taylor Swift just because I love her as a performer and an artist and just like as a woman. And yeah, she puts on a show.
She's killing it. Okay, what about you, Jordan?
I think I'm going to give two here because the first one is Steel Panther. Oh, and if anybody's, they're just hilarious and so... They're really, really talented, but Metallica was an amazing show in like 2013.
Steel Panthers are on a lane all their own, and it's just like when you go to their show, everybody, you know, it's so entertaining. I shot them for the first time. It was the CMW week years ago. I think it was like 2008 or 2009, and it was so good. I got some amazing pictures of those guys on stage. It was such a cool show.
They're so funny and their antics are crazy, but they are so talented as well. Like,
well, it's meant to be funny, right? A lot of people might turn around and take offense to some of the stuff, but it's not. It's not meant that way. And the way that guys do it is really such a good show, very entertaining show. Okay, so first concert tickets ever purchased, Danielle?
Ever purchased? Oh man, I mean, my mom got me Avril Lavigne tickets when I was in grade 3 that were from. she bought them for me. First tickets I ever purchased myself would be probably Bruno Mars, I think.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah. That's that dancer in you.
I love Bruno.
Yeah. He is such a talented guy. Okay, what about you, Jordan?
Yeah, it's funny with me too, because I actually didn't buy many concert tickets like most of my life, and probably, you know, maybe because of my dad. I always say that, like, it's like I'm just bored of music. But no, yeah, my first concert was Hanson, but I'm sure I didn't buy that Hanson Brothers. I'm sure I didn't buy those tickets. I was like 8 years old. But Bruno Mars, but before that, actually, our first date was AC/DC. I took Danielle to
nice.
It was kind of a bad choice for me because there was like a guy puking next to her.
Oh, the whole time. Oh no.
And I wasn't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What date was that?
It was 2015. It was like September.
Was it early on in dating or?
It was like the first few months.
It was our first public outing together, and I was still getting like to heavier rock music because I didn't really listen to that much growing up, and it was just like we were up in the nosebleeds. There was somebody throwing up right by my shoe, and I was just like,
"Oh man!"
I loved it. It was a great show.
You weren't paying any attention to what was going on there. Did you switch seats? Did you switch seats with her at least?
No, and that's why. That's why I mean, like, maybe I did, but
I don't remember. I
wasn't a gentleman back then.
See, I'm putting you on notice, Jordan.
Yeah. Now she's gonna remember all the bad things about me.
Well, see, you're gonna start opening up the door for her when she goes to the car, all that stuff now, right?
Yes.
Because she's gonna tell me otherwise.
Yes.
All right, top song on your playlist right now, Jordan?
You know what? It's like, if you don't, lots of people aren't going to like this, but I really like anything Justin Bieber releases.
That's my boy.
It's like a guilty pleasure, and Danielle was pretty much the first one to get me onto anything of his. But
his brand new album. Do you like that one?
Yeah, I haven't listened to the whole album, but... you know, the singles off it, anything that he kind of does, he's such a good singer. I'm like a fan of that. And yeah. So what is it? That DJ Khaled one is one of the more recent ones.
He's doing so good. Like that music, you know, is just hitting home for everybody right now. He's just at the top of the charts.
And good for him too, for like, you know, he's kind of like, become more of a mature person through the years too. So I think he's doing some good stuff these days.
Well, I think it's hard too, you know, starting out as young as what he did. Yeah. And it's a learning curve, but look how balanced he is now. And, you know, he's rock solid, you know, in who he is today. And, you know, he's grounded, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Really.
And it could be easy to like go down the wrong path when you're that young and have that much fame, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm glad to see that it has turned, you know, for him, because a lot of artists, as we know along the line, don't make it, and just because of fame and, you know, the partying scene and, you know, just the influence of being able to trust the people around you, let alone, you know, who's really there, you know, for the right reasons. And, you know, that was a big part of his story, but to see him grounded now is just such a nice thing to see somebody recover like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what about you, Danielle? What's on the top of your playlist right now?
We listen to a lot of Taylor Swift's, not her newest album, Evermore, but the one before that, Folklore, the first part of it. Mm-hmm. I literally listened to that for months on end. Like, that was the only thing playing on my phone. So I love the artistry about it. I love her writing. It really inspired me to just get more creative with my writing, too. Mm-hmm. Another actually Canadian artist that we love is Tennille Towns.
Oh, she's so good.
Yeah, anything by her we just absolutely love. So, yeah, I would say Taylor Swift and Tennille Towns.
Very good picks. Okay, what song makes you emotional and why, Jordan?
Actually, a lot of songs make me emotional more than anything else in this world. Songs kind of trigger me. First one that comes to mind is Top of the World by Dixie Chicks. That one, I don't know, like the strings at the end really hit me. And some things like that just can hit me in certain ways and make me cry.
Very cool. Okay. And what about you, Danielle?
Well, bringing up Tennille again, one of her best songs is Jersey on the Wall. And I swear I can't get through a sentence of that song without bursting into tears. I just think she captured everything so well. And I can't sing it. Like, it's one of those songs where even as an artist, like, it's listening to it on the radio and trying to sing along with it, it's like, nope, can't do it. So that's what I would say.
Okay. Very good choice. Really good choice. Okay. Last question. Thank you guys for doing this, by the way. It just allows the fans to get to know you guys a little bit more and for us to get to know you a little bit more. Now, best question till last. Most useless talent, Danielle?
Most useless talent. Probably my Grinch impersonations. It's pretty useless, but I love doing it.
We're going to put you on the spot right now, right? Now you have to do it. Now you have to do it.
4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss.
I think John can match you.
Very good.
The two of you can do that together.
Very good.
Yeah, he's got the animated voice for everything. I think I do too, but yeah. What about you, Jordan?
Probably my golfing skills, because they're useless, but...
They're not useless.
It's always like... Golf is like one thing that people who love it like obsess over it and want to be so good at it, and you know, there's no reason to. It's, I guess that's like any sport, but
are you talking about your dad?
Yeah, not very good.
I know he never misses the tournaments. Doesn't he go out for Jason Blaine's tournament?
Yes, I think he does. He does a lot of them, and he really loves golf, but he's a competitive guy, and just like Danielle is and I am, but I don't know, like, golf's such a different sport that you can be good at every other sport, but golf can frustrate the crap out of you.
I just like watching people sit there, and when they go up, they go to shoot some balls, and they keep missing the ball, and they think they've had such a great swing, and then they look down, the ball's still sitting there. It's, I can't help but laugh. I don't know why.
They're like, it felt so good that I didn't feel it.
Does anybody scream four, like, you know, when you're up there? So anybody getting hit on the left side or right side? Or
luckily, I haven't hit anyone. But definitely, I've had to yell it a few times. I've had to duck a few times hearing it. No, luckily, not in any injuries or anything. Actually, hey, did you? I don't know if it was a year ago. JoJo Mason got hit by a golf ball.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he had like a really brutal, like, swollen face. It was
you have to get like reconstructive surgery, I think.
No way. Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a dangerous sport. There it is.
Jeez, we have to talk to Jamie about that when they're out there playing.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's just a game my dad absolutely loved, and I used to have to watch it as a kid, you know, all the time on TV. It's totally different when you're there than watching it on TV, because we're all sitting there looking at each other. There's five of us going like, why do we need to be quiet? Why? It's over there. We're not recording it. Why do we need... My dad we had to sit so quiet through the whole thing. And I was into racing, so that was the better thing for me to watch than golf.
I've never had a hole in one, but I always get a hole in... Where did that go?
See, him and Jason McCoy, I told you, I got to stick them on together with the dad's jokes and just, yeah, full hour of that, and then get it out of your system, I hope.
No doubt.
All right. So again, remind everybody where they can find everything Cross Parallel.
Cross Parallel on Instagram, Cross Parallel Music on Facebook. We're on all of the streaming platforms. If you just search Cross Parallel, you'll see our profile, and our website is crossparallelmusic.com.
A reminder for everybody, Cross Parallel new single, Better With Time, available now on anything and everything you stream. Make sure you get it on there and add it to your playlist. Don't forget to call your local country radio stations and request it. It goes a long way. So the fans, you can do an awful lot to help these two. So great song, great wedding song. We are so happy for you both. Congratulations once again on your recent engagement. That is such a special... Is there a date set?
That's another thing. We haven't started really planning yet, just with the way that the world has been. We saw so many of our friends have to go through like moving their date and, you know, making it smaller and stuff. So we just thought, hey, we're engaged. We are going to just enjoy it and we'll figure it out when the time feels right.
Well, just keep me in touch so we know what's going on with you guys, and we'll have you guys back on. I'd love to have you both.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for having us. This has been so fun, and I love some of those questions. Really made us dig deep and think, and maybe expose each other a little.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll pull something out of you that you're not going to expect next time, I promise.
Okay, good. I'm looking forward to it. I'll have to practice.
Mentally prepare.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys both for coming on, and congratulations on your new single and your upcoming EP. We're waiting for the video, so Better With Time, and both of you are going to stand the test of time. So this love is very special, and we're really excited about this duo. So congratulations to you both, and thank you both Jordan Prichette and Danielle Marie for coming on the show today on Music's Journey. Thank you guys once again.
Thanks so much for having us.
This has been a blast.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I would like to thank my guest today, Cross Parallel, for joining us here on Music's Journey. I'm your host, Kim Sear, and I just want to remind you guys, if you enjoy today's show, please consider leaving us a rating and a review. The more positive the rating, the easier it is to find the show, and it really helps to grow the community where we are developing here. So if you are someone who has recently found the show, welcome. We are so excited to have you here, so please make sure that you subscribe and stay tuned to our future episodes. To everybody listening, take a screenshot and post this on your Instagram story and tag Music's Journey Podcast and Now and Then Magazine. I will feature you on the account and message you as well. So thank you once again for tuning in. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes with Elise Saunders, Jamie Warren, Featurette, Jason Blaine, and so many more. So we look forward to having you back. Stay safe, everybody. I am Kim Sear here on Music's Journey, and thanks for listening.
Once again, a great big thank you to Jordan and Danielle, Cross Parallel, for chatting with us today on Music's Journey. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by nowandthenmagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Deezer, TuneIn, Alexa, Podcast Addicts, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, and more. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.